Father, we give you back the glory, for in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, even as I stand here today, Lord, I empty myself of everything I think I know, and I depend totally upon your grace in Jesus' name. Lord, I prepare the hearts of everyone that even as they listen, Lord, Father, begin to change every heart of stone to that of flesh, O Lord, in Jesus' name. That your word will come on a fertile ground and germinate in our hearts in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please, I want those of us at the back, because we are very few today, so I want us to move to the front. Can we move to the front, please? See it as a form of promotion. So this morning, we'll be encouraging ourselves. I think I have 20 minutes to stand here just to encourage us on our stand and conviction. So you're going to ask your neighbor this morning, what do you really stand for? Ask your neighbor, what do you really stand for? What type of you? Are you the type of Christian that you just buy into pressure and change like chameleon as the situation arises? Ask your neighbor. Praise the Lord. We stand for Christ as from this moment in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So we're going to be looking at our stand and conviction. There's a saying that says, if you don't stand for something, that we fall for what?
Anything.
If you don't stand for something, then just prepare to fall for everything. Praise the Lord. So we stand for Jesus as from today in Jesus' name. You know, the key word we are going to be looking at is our conviction. You know, it's more than just giving our life. You know, we have to live the life, and you have to be convinced of what we believe. So we are going to be taking our text from the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5. I don't know if it can be projected, or if you are there before me, you can read. It says, for our gospel come unto not unto you in words only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. The key word here is talking about our conviction. You know, we have to follow it through. You know, we have to follow it. What you stand for. Conviction is more than believing. You know, believing the word. You know, you have to be ready to stand by it, to stand for what you believe. No matter what the situation is, no matter what the situation is around you, even if everybody is going to the wrong way, and if you are convinced, you have to stand by your conviction, and God will help us to stand in Jesus' name. And the Bible also tells us that, you know, if we fail, you know, if you look at Proverbs 24:10, can we go there so that we can read together Proverbs 24:10, because we have to stand at this end time. There are a lot of attraction. So as a Christian, we have to know what we believe and stand for what for our conviction. Proverbs 24:10. It says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, that thy strength is small. What the Bible is telling us is that, you know, if we faint, it simply means that if we give in, that we are the type of Christian who quickly give in. Oh, it's what people are doing, not what the Bible says. You don't even know what you stand for anymore. That is why the Bible is saying that if we faint, you know, it means that our faith is small. You know, when we quick, there are some Christians, you know, they quickly give in. They say, oh, I don't know. You know, this is different. I just want something quick. No, you have to stand and pursue what you believe, and God will help us in Jesus' name. And if you look at the book of Galatians, Apostle Paul wrote there, Galatians 5:1. Still talking about our stand and conviction. Galatians 5:1. Are we all there? Galatians 5:1. And do not praise the Lord. We are asked to stand firm, you know. Because we have been redeemed. We have been made free. So why can't we stand? We have to stand as a Christian. Look again in Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. Apostle Paul is saying something there, addressing the church. Praise the Lord. Oh, foolish Galatian. That's what the Yorubas they call Ponuara Galatia. That who has bewitched you? That you know that we should not. Is telling us what Apostle Paul is telling the church and telling us today is that we will be foolish if we don't stand. That we will look foolish if we don't stand for Christ. You know, after what Christ has done for us and what we have seen. You know, if I ask all of us to start testifying now, we will not live here today. So it will be foolish of us. That is what the Bible is telling us, that we should stand. And God will help us in Jesus' name. And we all know, you know, if we are going to stand, just like in John 3:3, the ruler who went to Jesus asked him, he said, "What must I do?" There's always some things that we must do to stand. Am I right? The young ruler went there, asked Jesus, said, "What must I do to inherit the kingdom of God?" And he answered him and said, "Truly, verily, verily, you have to be born again." So the same thing, if we are going to stand, there are some things that we need to do. And we have to be conscious of it and follow our conviction through. So number one on my list here is to set the Lord before us. You know, you have to set the Lord before you if you want to stand. Let's look at Psalm 16:8. Psalm 16:8. It's a very popular psalm that we all know. Psalm 16:8. It says, "I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, and I shall not be, praise the Lord," you know. You see, we must remain firm on the word of God, you know, that has been said before us. You know, even if we should not compare ourselves to any other person, because it's not everybody that the word of God has been said before. You should know that the word of God has been said before you, and you have to stand and follow your conviction. And God will help us in Jesus' name. You know, sometimes it can be hard to stand, but I can tell you, when you decided to stand, that God will back you up. Am I right? You know, there are many instances when we look at ourselves and look at the situation around, okay, do I bend, do I stand? And I can tell you, by the time you make up your mind and decided that I'm going to stand for Jesus, Jesus himself will stand for you. It says, the number two here is, you know, you have to let your light shine. You know, if you want to stand, then you have to let your light shine. If you look at Matthew 5:14-16, it's talking about us as the light of the world. Can we quickly open our Bibles to Matthew 5:14-16? Let your light shine if you are going to stand for God. Matthew 5:14-16. Praise the Lord. What the Bible is telling us here is that we have to place our Christian values where everyone will see it. That is the way to stand. Because if you don't place your Christian value where everyone will see, then you won't be able to stand. If you hide it, you won't be able to stand. But if you place your Christian value where everybody will see it, they will not even bring something that will not make you to stand to your house. You know, they will not even bring it to your front. They say, when they are collecting bribes in the office, they say, please don't take it to Mrs. B. If you don't want trouble, don't take it. But if you hide your light, you don't let your light shine, people will not know what you stand for, and it will be very difficult for you to stand. I remember somebody asked me about the Holy Communion cup. Then the lady said, I think you said this cup is you recycle it. I said, yes. Why did she ask the question? Because she saw me washing it. Then I said to her that even if you are going to recycle something, that you still have to rinse it, because you don't just put it in the bin. It will attract some insect that you see, because of what I have said. You know, when you hide your light, when you hide what you believe, you know, people will not be able you know, people will not even be able to know where you stand. But when they see where you stand, they will be the one, even when you are not standing, they will be the one to come and tell you. They will try to even bring you back. Am I right? No, because they will ask you questions through what they have seen or through what you have told them. So it's good for us to let our light shine. And I can tell you, you know, all of us that are believers of this end time, you know, we just look at things and say, oh, things are so difficult. It is not difficult. We can let our light shine because the Bible knows, God knows that we can do it. That's why he assures us that we should let our light shine. I know some people, when they want to discuss anything that is not out of the Bible, you don't even take it to them because you know where they stand. I was talking to somebody and say, oh, I know this brother. If you are going to discuss anything, even family matters, and it's outside the Bible, you don't even bother because they know where, because he's not hiding his light. His light is shining, our light will stand for God in Jesus' name, and we'll be able to stand for him in Jesus' name. Another point is that, you know, when you begin to joke, to make jest with your belief, what you believe, when you begin to be in the company of people that is always telling you that what you are doing is not right, you know, when they begin to trivialize your conviction and they turn it to nothing, you know, if you look at Psalm 1:1, it says, Psalm 1:1, we know what it says. Are we all there? We should know it by heart. Psalm 1:1. Say, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. You know, you should not allow anybody to make jest with what you believe. You will not be able to stand, because it is the same respect you accord to your God that other people around you will do. You know, when you know every Sunday you are going to church and you begin to be in the company of people who is always telling you, ah, Mama Church, Madam Church is going again. It's time for choir practice, and you have a friend that is always visiting you around that time. You should know that is not the type of company God wants you to keep. It will not make you to stand. But it's because by the time you know it, you start giving in, you will not be able to stand, because he will be telling you negative things about what you believe and your conviction, and you will not be able to stand. If you look at Ephesians 5:4, it's telling us the same thing. The book of Ephesians 5:4. Yes.
Let there be no filthiness, that is obscenity, indecency, nor foolish and sinful, silly and corrupt talk, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting or becoming, but instead voice your thankfulness to God.
Praise the Lord. You know, we should know the type of company we keep, you know. People who will be jesting with what you believe, that will be mocking God, that is not the company we should keep, because if we keep those company, we will not be able to stand, you know. And they will be the one to bring you down. They know what you stand for, and they will be the one to remind you, but before you used to be this, you used to be that. So that is why we have to know what you believe, and we know what we want. If you look at 1 Peter 5:8 again, 1 Peter 5:8, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may. Praise the Lord. You know, we have to be vigilant. You know, we have to be sober. We have to be vigilant in the sense that, you know, we have to ask God every time we are going out or wherever we be, that God should open our spiritual eyes so that we'll be able to see things, that God will be able to interpret things to us, so that we'll be vigilant. We know where to go, what to do, what to say, because the devil is looking around for who to bring into the kingdom. And if we start to waver and we don't stand, you know, it will be difficult. He will just come, and because he doesn't want us to inherit the kingdom of God with Jesus, and he doesn't want us to stand. So we have to be vigilant at every time and sober. I always tell people that sometimes, you know, in this time there are a lot of noise and music, that you have to choose which one you want to listen to, that you have to choose where you want to be. You have to know where you are going, and God will help us in Jesus' name. You know, if you want to stand again, we should stand and speak for God. You know, anytime we stand, just like I said earlier on, that anytime we stand for God, that God will stand for us too. If you look at Matthew 10, 32 to 33. Matthew 10. Praise the Lord. Can the Lord count on you? Can you stand and speak for God? You know? That is what the Bible is telling us. It says, if we confess him before who? He too will. It means we are not following what we've read. Do we want to go back there? Because it's very important. Because nobody wants to say anything. Everybody minds his or her own business nowadays. Sometimes we need to speak for God. Let's all go back there and read it. Are we all there? Say, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Let's read the next one. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him I will also deny before my Father in heaven. God will not deny us in Jesus' name. You have to stand up and say something. It's not convenient, but because of what you stand for and because of your belief and your conviction. So you have to stand and say something. That is what the Bible is telling us this morning. We should not see evil and just walk away. We should not see things that are not proper and we just look at it. Oh, it's not my own business. Me that I'm still hiding, I'm just want to hide myself for a while. You don't need to hide anymore. God has set all of us free. So it is time, it is our own turn to stand and stand firm for him. And God will help us in Jesus' name. No? When we are confronted with situation, we should know to stand for God. Even not our own self. When we see people that are not doing the right thing, we should be able to speak for God. And God will help us in Jesus' name. No? We know if we are still in sin, it will be impossible for us to stand. Because the Bible says, without holiness. So we have to keep away from sin. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 5:22. It says, abstain from all of evil. Say we should abstain. We should not wait. You know, we should not even wait. Once we sense it, we should just move. Because if we are still in sin, if we are still, you know, there are some things that we all know that we do that will not even allow us to come into the presence of God. Because the Bible asks us to be in the attitude of prayer. If we are going to be in the attitude of prayer, we'll be in a situation that at any time we'll be able to raise up our hand and call on God. But if we are in sin, you know, if we still carry on forgiveness, bitterness, you know, how can we lift our hand? We should do away with sin and God will help us in Jesus' name. It is very possible to live a sinless life. It's possible. We can do it. Ours is to make up our mind and do it and abstain. Once we see it, you know there are some things that attract sin. We all know. There are some movies we watch that we attract sin. There are some places we go that we attract sin. There are some things we say that we attract sin. There are some clothes we wear that we attract sin. Am I right? We should know all this. The Bible says we should have all appearances, you know, whatever form is coming. If we don't abstain, we'll not be able to stand. And it will be dangerous for us not to stand. And God will help us in Jesus' name. He said we should avoid the company of unstable Christians. We know those, the unstable Christians, they are the ones that, you know, just they are similar to the first group I mentioned, that they will be making jest of the things of God. You know, they are not stable. They are one leg in, one leg out. If you don't avoid their company, by the time they will drag you into it. So we have to avoid them. And sometimes in the process of trying to win them back, if we ourselves we are not careful, we'll be in their company. Let's look at Proverbs 13:20. Proverbs 13:20. Praise the Lord. Say the company of fools will be destroyed, you know. Even if you look at the Bible, even the people that were called fools then, you know, they are the one who, you know, they don't do what God asked them to do. They are the one who is always disobeying God. So we should avoid their company. If you look at 1 Corinthians 15:33 is a very popular one that we all know. 1 Corinthians 15:33 to avoid the company of unstable Christians.
Don't be fooled by those who say something, for bad company corrupts character.
Praise the Lord. You know?
Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits.
You know? That evil company corrupts what? Good habits. So, unstable Christian, they cannot be our friend. Who are the unstable Christian? The ones that, you know, they don't stand for anything. They just follow what the world has to offer. If it is to come to church maybe twice a year, to read the Bible, to pray, is not out of their dictionary. But when they see people doing it, day to day will do it. So those are the ones that are not stable. They don't know what they believe. They don't stand for anything. So therefore, they fall for anything. So that is the reason why we should not, you know, keep their company. And there's another thing that is very important that the devil knows very well, and the devil is robbing us all of it. You know, we don't have time to pray anymore. We don't have time for the things of God anymore. You know, all of us, we run a very tight schedule. We do. But I'm telling us that it is very important that we still separate time. Separate time out of our tight schedule to pray. Pray by ourselves. Not apart from the family altar, you have to do your own study. Because the Bible says every man. The Bible did not say every family or every church. It says every man. The type of prayer we are talking about, it is not the prayer in the car. We are talking about sitting down, read your Bible, pray, and listen to what God is saying. And the devil knows that once we begin to do this thing, that he will not be able to deceive us again. And it's robbing us. And I used to tell moms that the devil too is robbing us in the area of the children, you know. The devil will not allow them to listen anymore. You know, you say something, they will just look at you in the face and do what they like. Is it because we are not praying? I said this yesterday. I said, and the devil knows that once we know the secret of separating our, even if it is reducing our hours of work. Okay, say, okay, today I'm going to work for 4 hours. The rest 2 hours, at least I will be by myself at home. By the time I pick the children, I will separate time and pray. You know? Because the Bible says that we should pray, you know, for the evil days. Because they will come. You know? There's what we call prayer bank. We have to have prayer in our prayer bank so that when we need to draw, we just go there and draw it. You know? It's always, it's good to pray, because we can't just look at a situation and say in the morning when we go out today, we say, Lord, I'm going in your name. But when we go out there and there are lots of trouble, then we just quickly run to God. And no, that is not it. The type of prayer we are talking about, that we should separate ourselves. Look at Jesus Christ, our perfect example. He did it, so we can do it. Because the Bible, God will not ask us to do anything that he knows that it will not be possible for us. So that is why it's very important. Not just coming to church, house fellowship. We still have to separate time for ourselves. Even I'm still struggling in that area too. And I believe God will help each and every one of us in Jesus' name. My husband used to tell me that I should look for time that to even separate myself and pray. And, you know, I just look at it. I say, it's true. Sometimes when you have a lot of advantage. You are, most of the time, when the children are in school, you have 1 hour by yourself. That you should look at it and take the opportunity and pray. And I just look at it and say, hey, what he's saying is true. I say, the cleaning, you can leave it. So I decided to, I start doing it. I off my phone between 8 and 9 when they are in school, because I leave home 9. I off my phone. Then I say, it's true. Then I started praying. And when he come, I tell him, this is what I done. This is what, say, you have a better chance Praise the Lord. And God will help us in Jesus' name. It is very important that we pray. Prayer is the key, you know, to our standing. Without prayer, we cannot do anything. If you look at our Jesus Christ, our perfect example, throughout his lifetime, he withdrew himself to go somewhere to pray. So we should, if we want to really stand for God, you know, and there are some things, the Bible says that there are some things that will not go away except for prayer and fasting. It is very important. I used to tell people, I say there are some situations that we in our lives that it is we ourselves that we have to kneel down and deal with it, that nobody can do it for us. It is our own battle, and we have to, and God will help us in Jesus' name. Sorry that we have to be quick, because I only have 20 minutes here, because the choir, they have something to do afterward. So just like the bottom line of everything that I've said this morning is that we should stand well and stand firm and follow our conviction. And I said that a lot of things that we need to do. Number one, that we must, you know, set the Lord before us. Let your light shine. We should not hide our light. You know, avoid the people, the unstable Christians. Stand and speak for God. You know, that we should keep away from sin. And prayer is very important. No matter what we do, no matter who we think we are, without prayer, there's nothing we can do. Lastly, I'm going to encourage us to open to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 15. Second Corinthians 13:5. It says, examine yourself, whether ye be in faith. Prove your own self. Know ye not your own self, how that Jesus is in you? How is Jesus in you, except you are reprobate? You know, we have to examine ourselves. Do I even have any stand? What do I stand for? Do I follow my conviction? We have to daily examine ourselves. Do I follow what other people, you know, what my neighbors are doing, or what people just tell me? Or do I follow what God asked me to do? In closing, can we rise up? And we just talk to God. Examine. It says that we should examine ourselves and see, are we standing right? And if you look at Jude 24:25, say he's able to keep us from standing. He's able to keep us from falling. Examine yourself. In any area we are not standing right, ask God, because he said in Jude 24:25 that he's able to keep us from falling.
Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you, because the Bible says the entrance of your word giveth light. It gives understanding to the simple. We receive understanding from you today. Therefore, our lives will never be the same again, in Jesus' name. We walk on the path of victory. From today, we become victorious in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we will stand for you. Therefore, heaven will stand for us also, because you will declare us before your Father. Lord, I want to remember every one of us that is here this afternoon, who may be struggling with one thing or the other. Lord Jesus, we ask for a touch, a life-changing touch, O Lord. By reason of your word, O Lord, as we live in obedience, we know you cannot fail. Therefore, touch each and every one of us today in Jesus' name. We walk in victory, and we walk in the confidence in the Son of God. Can we share the grace in fellowship? May the grace of